On Monday, Republican West Virginia State Delegate John Schott asked his fellow delegates this question.
Is there trust in our Supreme Court? If it's not been damaged in any way by this indefensible spending, then we probably should do nothing. But if that's not the case, then we need to take action to try to rebuild that trust.
And the West Virginia House of Delegates did take action against the state Supreme Court that's been embroiled in scandal over wasteful spending when they voted to impeach its four current justices. The justices will now face trial in the Senate. Brad McElhinney is statewide correspondent for West Virginia Metro News, and he joins us from Charleston.
This would have been a big deal no matter what the outcome, because we certainly, observers, felt like at least one Supreme Court justice was going to be impeached, which would be a big deal in any state. But each of the justices has been embroiled in running controversies over the court. And to impeach them all is not only just such a historic situation, but it now presents a political and cultural battle over what is going to become of the Supreme Court. This, of course, now moves on to the state Senate, which would have a trial to determine if any of these justices should continue to serve. But it also becomes an electoral issue. West Virginia, like most states, has an election coming up this fall, but today is the deadline for any vacancy on the court to actually be on the ballot. If not, we could wind up in a situation where the governor of the state of West Virginia, Jim Justice, names one or more justices to fill the bench. Just an enormous power for our governor.
Now, give us a sense here of what exactly some of the charges were. We know we mentioned office renovations, but how expensive were the items that were purchased? What were the sort of eye openers here?
This all began with local television news reports about expensive office renovations for the state Supreme Court. And at the height of that controversy was Chief Justice Alan Laufrey, who now faces multiple federal charges stemming from all this, mostly from the cover-up. The accusation against him is that he lied to media, lied to his fellow justices, lied to legislators, and most importantly, lied to federal investigators. But Laufrey's office renovation expense was about $330,000+ and included a $32,000 couch, an inlaid wooden floor with his home county highlighted, potentially an expense for that office renovation that's more than most West Virginians' homes that they live in. Justice Robin Davis, an office renovation of almost $500,000, an $8,000 chair in her office. So things that West Virginians can really imagine in a tangible way that are counter to their own life experiences in their own homes.
Brad, give us a sense of the was there a lot of debate in this decision-making process? I mean, did this decision fall along partisan lines, or what's your sense of how it unfolded?
Well, it's built and built over months, and the House Judiciary Committee first took testimony and produced these articles of impeachment, originally 14. The full House of Delegates went into session at 10 a.m. and went until 2 a.m. the next day. So pretty procedural, but there were almost Venn diagrams of where there could be agreement within the parties. The most agreement was on Justice Laufrey's use of state funds, state vehicles, state property for his own personal gain. Both parties in West Virginia were in agreement that that was just unacceptable. There were other areas of less agreement. Two of the justices had separate articles about their own office spending, but they were more in the $100,000 mark. And there was a lot of debate among the parties in the House of Delegates about what is the line on what's acceptable for a cost of an office renovation. The delegates wound up deciding that Justice Walker and Justice Workman should not be impeached on the office renovation charges, but those justices were among the full court impeached as a whole.
Brad, what happens to the court in the meantime? Are new justices put in place? Does it continue to function?
The court is in a real fluid situation. Justice Menas Ketchum, who was a longtime justice who faces separate federal charges, resigned right before the impeachment proceedings were to begin. So he is off the court, and that seat will be on West Virginia's ballot this fall. In the meantime, Governor Justice will name a temporary appointment. Justice Laufrey is suspended, and so the justices who remain have named a temporary replacement for Justice Laufrey to fill in during the suspension. The court's fall term begins in early September, and certainly there's going to be all kinds of distractions among the remaining members of the court as they face trial, but they still hope to keep cases coming before them. And of course, we have an election. So today actually is the final day that an opening could occur to be on that fall ballot. Otherwise, we move toward potential naming of justices by Governor Justice.
Brad McElhinney is statewide correspondent for West Virginia Metro News. Brad, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.